and more recently the admiration, being treated almost like a protege made good. The not-quite-polite questions of how come he came up trumped so often, so many fines in such a short time. Exactly how much were they worth? If anyone else had tried prying like that, he would have told them to piss off, but not Sam. You couldn't treat good old Sam like that. Good old fucking Sam. The Madier had matched velocities with the shell section. Its main reaction drive shut down, shimmering vapor veil dissipating. The image began to clarify, details filling in. There were small bursts of topaz flame from its thruster clusters, edging it in closer. It was already 300 meters behind the space plane. Joshua's maneuvering pack fired, halting him above the mosaic, still in the shell's umbra. His neural mnemonics reported a localized communication frequency carrier wave switching on, and he just managed to datavise a response prohibition order into his suit transponder beacon as the interrogation code was transmitted. They obviously couldn't see him just yet, but it wouldn't take long for their sensors to pinpoint his suit's infrared signature, not now they had shut down their reaction drive. He rotated so that his maneuvering pack's thermodump fins were pointing at the shell, away from the Madier, then considered his options. A dash for the space plane? That would be heading towards them, making it even easier for their sensors. Hide round the back of the shell section. It would be putting off the inevitable. The suit's regenerator gills could scrub carbon dioxide from his breath for another 10 days before its power cells needed recharging. But Sam and Octal would hunt him down eventually. They knew he couldn't afford to stray far from the space plane. Thank Christ the airlock was shut and code-locked. It would take time for them to break in, however powerful their cutting equipment was. "Joshua, old son, is that you?" Sam's datavise was muzzy with interference, ghostly whines and crackling caused by the static which crawled through the particles. "Your transponder doesn't respond. Are you in trouble, Joshua?" "It's Sam. Are you okay?" They wanted a location fix. They still hadn't seen him, but it wouldn't be long. He had to hide, get out of their sensor range, then he could decide what to do. He switched the suit sensors back to the mosaic floor behind him. The dendrite tendrils of ice cast occasional pinpoint sparkles as they reflected the Madier's reaction control thruster flames. The coherent microwave emission washed over him. Radar wasn't much use in the ruin ring. The particles acted like old-fashioned chaff. To use a scanner which only had the remotest chance of spotting him showed just how serious they were, and for the first time in his life he felt real fear. It concentrated the mind to a fantastic degree. "Joshua? Come on, Joshua, this is Sam. Where are you?" The ribbons of frozen water spread across the tiles resembled a river tributary network. Joshua hurriedly accessed the visual file of his approach from his neural mnemonics, studying the exact pattern. The grubby ice was thickest in one of the corners, a zone of peaks and clefts interspaced by valleys of impenetrable shadow. He cautiously ordered the maneuvering pack to push him towards that corner, using the smallest gas release possible, always keeping the thermodump fins away from the Madier. "Joshua, you're worrying us. Are you okay? Can we assist?" The Madier was only 100 meters away from the space plane now. Flames speared out from its thruster clusters, stabilizing its position. Joshua reached the rugged crystalline stalagmites, rearing up a couple of meters from the floor. He was convinced he was right. The water had surged up here, escaping its pipes or tubing, or whatever had carried it, through subterranean depths. He grabbed one of the stalagmites, the armor's gauntlet slipping round alarmingly on the iron-hard ice until he killed his momentum. Crawling around the tapering cones, hunting for some kind of break in the shell, was hard work and slow. He had to brace himself firmly each time he moved a hand or leg. Even with the sensor's photonic reception increased to full sensitivity, the floor obstinately refused to resolve. He was having to feel his way round meter by meter, using the inertial guidance display to navigate to the center, logically where the break should be, if there was one. If it led somewhere, if. It took 3 agonizing minutes expecting Sam's exuberant, mocking laughter and the unbearable searing heat of a laser to lash out at any second before he found a crevice deeper than his arm could reach.